you know, it's funny. And we've had this conversation on the show before. But whenever I see a new story, rather, and it's from a activist. Remember, reporters are not reporters. They're activists. Journalists are activists. When you have people like Chris Cizilla and Dana Milbank, they're not reporters. They're activists. They're trying to push an agenda. They're trying to push an agenda. And during this primary season, they are besides themselves. They are beside themselves. Because Trump has changed the rules. Trump has changed the rules. All of these quote-unquote journalists, all these quote-unquote journalists have been able to get away with being activists for years and years and years and years. They've been able to get away with writing whatever they want about a candidate or a person that owns a company, whatever. They've been able to get away with doing whatever they want. They've never been called out. They've never been confronted. They've never been treated like you would treat anybody who did the things that they do to other people under the banner of journalism. And what Trump has done is changed the rules. So when a reporter, whether it's Katie Turr, Hunt, or Ben Schreckinger, when they do a piece and they say there were lots of protesters, there were 1,000 people, when they use numbers or use words to create a narrative for a story, and that story gets posted, people read it and go, oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. There must have been, you know, hundreds and hundreds of protesters. There must have only been 50 people in the room. That's a powerful message. That's a powerful narrative. And when Trump confronts them, they start to freak out. Start to invoke this, you can't say that to me. You can't say that to us. We're the press. What are you doing? We're the press. You can't put us in a pen. You can't put us in an area and say that's where we have to stay. We're the press. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're advocates. You're advocates. You're keyboard warriors. That's what they are. They're keyboard warriors. And until Trump came along, they were able to be keyboard warriors. They could go online. They could sit behind their computers. They could sit behind their typewriters. And they could print anything they want. And you're not allowed to say anything to them. Because they're the press. Freedom of press. You can't do anything to stop us. That's un-American. What are you doing? So they've gotten a free pass. And again, I'm not talking about reporting on news. Hi, I'm Bill Smith. I'm here at a Trump rally. There's 22,000 people. And there were three protesters. Security took them away. Trump's message was A, B, C, D. That's reporting. But going there with an agenda. They're going to these places with an agenda. And it's not just Trump. Cruz, Rubio, Hillary, Sanders. But none of them ever called them out before. Nobody ever seen one, and I'm talking about a journalist, and walked up to him and said, hey, that piece you wrote, that was BS. Some of the things you said were lies. That was BS. And then in turn, these people cower. And then they go back to their keyboards and type away. They type away. I was at a Trump event and Trump came up to me and called me a liar and called me, he bullied me. He bullied me. When I was at that Trump rally, they penned me off. They put me in a pen, give me press credentials. I had to wait in line with everybody else. That's not right. Article in the Washington Post by this Chris Cizilla. I mean, listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. And this just shows you how they look at themselves. Trump's treatment of the news media recently is also concerning. Penning off reporters is nothing new for Trump. And he's not the only candidate who has used such tactics to keep the media away from supporters. We all remember Hillary Clinton's rope trick, but the aggressiveness with which Trump security details enforcing this barrier and the channeling of reporters away from actual people attending rallies is an anthem to a free and unrestrained media. These are people just trying to do their jobs. And part of that job of reporting is talking to people who attend campaign rallies about why they are there, what they liked or didn't, and how they are thinking about the race and the broader state of the country. Barring reporters from doing that makes reporting from Trump rallies at best incomplete. See how he's stating this very journalistic approach. Remember, I sat there in the first hour and told you what they do. They're not journalists. When you go up to somebody and go, so when Donald Trump said blank, 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 how did that make you feel? Oh, it made me feel good. I like what he said. Okay. Wow. What about when he said this? Oh, that, yeah, I like that too. Okay, cool. What's your name? Where are you from? Oh, thank you. And then they go and write a story, and that story is, I talked to Martha so-and-so, and I gave her some quotes from Hitler. She thought they were from Trump. Trump supporters like Hitler. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they do. This, ask them the state of the country. And let's face it, if they're reporters and they're journalists, go out there and report. Go out there and be a journalist. Go out there and do some footwork. Before the event, talk to people online. How are you being prevented from doing your job? See, this is all BS. This is BS. This is trying to create this narrative. This is such BS. Trump's disdainful of the media or anyone who perceives is against him is old hat by now. And it is his right to say what he wants about people covering him or the people protesting at his events. But to actively work to curtail reporters' ability to do their jobs or people's ability to attend events solely because they may disagree with you is something else entirely. No. The last point, somebody who is coming to the event to disrupt the event should not, this lunacy from the left, that screaming and yelling at an event is something that should be accepted. If this was Hillary Clinton, if this was Obama, imagine when Obama, and we broke this down yesterday. If you're online and you curse out Obama or you curse out a liberal, you're called a bully, you're called a monster. People will write stories in the Washington Post or Huffington Post and say, your supporters are racist. But when the roles are flipped, no one says a thing. When liberals go online and say, glad Nancy Reagan's dead, F her. Nobody goes, these are the supporters of Bernie Sanders. Bernie, how do you feel that you're attracting people that say F Nancy Reagan? How do you feel? Imagine the coverage if when Obama was running for office in 08 or when he was running for re-election, if there were groups of people that would go to his event and start screaming and yelling. Imagine the stories that would be written. They wouldn't be in support of those people. They wouldn't be in support of those people. They wouldn't be saying, you know, these people have a right. They're not doing anything wrong. That they would be attacking these people. They would be going after these people left and right. How could they do this? It's disrespectful. They would be doing the same thing that Trump campaign people are doing. They have security dressed in street clothes. And those people are patrolling. They are literally patrolling the events and looking for people that are up to no good. No different than if you watch wrestling or anything with a crowd and a hard cam, a baseball game, a football game, and you have somebody in the crowd on hard cam with a sign, and the sign says something vulgar. That sign and that person don't last very long. That sign and that person are thrown out of the game. They're gone. They're out. Plain and simple. You have people looking for individuals that are up to no good. It happens everywhere. That's what's going on at Trump rallies, at Trump events. When you have tens of thousands of people showing up, you have tens of thousands of people showing up to hear someone talk is no different than going to a concert, going to a sporting event. And if you're going to disrupt that event, you're going to get thrown out. Plain and simple. And for people like Chris Gazilla and other individuals to act like this is some type of Gestapo, some type of fascist maneuver is just insane. It's insane. Yeah, if people are causing trouble, if people are on hard camera and they have a sign, I mean, you how do you can't you can't have that, and no one would accept that. No one would accept that. No one would accept that. And when the Chris Godzilla says sending plainclothes security personnel through the crowd to sniff out protesters is wrong, how exactly is it determined that they are protesting or planning to do so? Seems like a step towards something unsavory and less than democratic. No. If you have people dressed in one outfit and they have megaphones and they have signs, what are you talking about? Less than they're troublemakers. They're troublemakers. You can't do that anywhere else. Can't do that anywhere else. Can't do it at a football game. You can't do it at a baseball game. You can't do it at a rock concert. Can't do it at a comedy event. These events that the politicians have are no different. They're no different. They are no different. Some tickets you have to buy. Some tickets you have to be given. You have to pay for parking. These are just like rock concerts. These activist journalists, that's what they're called, activist reporters like Chris Godzilla. They try to make it in their activist reporting that there's a line between running for president, running for Senate, and an event that you're having and going to see Elton John or going to a boxing match. You're going there for entertainment. You're going there to be inspired. You're going there to be part of the show. Politics is all about the show. It's all about the optics. Everything that made Obama successful, everything that made him popular, was about the show. It was about the show. It was the personality. This isn't Lincoln Douglas days. Rather, it's Bill Clinton playing the saxophone. You don't think, listen, as emotional as it was, as emotional as it was, you don't think there was a bit of a show when Obama started singing what Amazing Grace at that funeral? You don't think there was a little show there? This isn't the 1920s. This isn't the 1800s. Politics is all about theatrics. It's all about theatrics. It's all about image. All about image. It's all about theatrics.